Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
He's Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, and he joins me now for another edition of this program. You're always invited to chime in at 866-391-1020. So it's all about getting ready for that storm. Hurricane season, the aftermath, the East Coast always struggles. So just when you think you're out of the woods, you're not. So, Carlos, let's get started here and talk about why it's time for people to start looking towards the sky, not just at the weather, but their trees. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks for having me, Rob. I love being on the air and being out there with the KDK listeners when they call us to come out and look at their trees. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a violent storm season up to this point. And now there hasn't been a few, and people might be thinking, all right, well, those, you know, hot late spring, hot summer storms are done. But now we got hurricane season, you know, creeping up on us. And we, you know, we're not along the ocean or, you know, coastal, but we, you know, the outer bands of some of these hurricanes and then the storms that follow definitely can have an effect in our area.
You know, what amazes me, and there's always a story or two or people that tell you that a tree has fallen, and sadly we lost someone's life not too long ago in this region because of a fallen tree. I think people need to understand, you want to make sure that you don't have the debris in your yard, and you want to be a good neighbor, and you have to be worried about your house. But let's just be honest about it. If one of these trees, even a branch of a tree that's been around more years than you, hits you, it can be deadly at times.
Yeah, they're an imminent threat constantly on your property. And the other thing is, too, I don't want to get people or listeners complacent about just thinking I have to be vigilant when the storms are coming or happening. We get just as many calls on a day like today, sunny, no wind, no rain, that a huge limb cracks and breaks or a tree comes down. And if you have trees on your property or in a wooded area, you know, people tell me, yeah, I heard a big tree come down, you know, sitting on my deck and it was nice out. So trees come down, of course, in the storms, in the high winds and heavy rains with loose ground. But gravity and physics can take over at any time and a big branch or limb cracks or breaks or was weakened in a storm. And you're out mowing your lawn or sitting on your deck and down it comes. So you really have to be aware of these big trees on your property.
Well, you know, you talked about some of the weather we've had leading up to where we are now, the first part of August. Usually this stuff doesn't happen until you get to the real extreme heat and the latter part of summer. So now we have to understand everything that's happened is one thing. It's in the rearview mirror. But there's some things that could happen because of hurricane season. And I don't know how many times I've gone through the weather cycle. We've had weeks of continuous rain, and it's always because of some aftermath of a hurricane off the Florida coast or down south somewhere. So people need to do their due diligence. So you go out today, you have a little bit extra time on your Sunday, and you're walking around. Some of the things that you should look for and some of the red flags where after you see it, you need to call Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Yes, I mean, that's where you call us and we could come out and do an assessment. We send Troy, who's our ISA certified arborist. I mean, he's second to none right now out in the industry with what he does and what he can help the homeowners with. So, you know, there's things that he can see that you might not be able to kind of assess, some stress cracks, a declining canopy, an old lightning strike, the soil around the tree. You know, is it hard and compacted, or has it been loosened up by these, you know, all the rains that we had there for a while? So there's so many factors that contribute to him kind of telling you, you know, it's not definitive what he's telling you, but he's going to give you the data that he can assess from it and say, hey, you know, this tree's at the shelf life of a yard tree. It was planted 70, 80, 90 years ago. Now you're running the risk of it having an event where a large limb's coming down or the whole tree's ready to fail. So there's so many things that he can see when he comes out to your property. So it's well spent money. We charge $129 for a very detailed assessment of your property. And if we end up doing any work out there, which we usually do, we just roll that into the cost of the tree work.
All right. The other thing I want to talk to you about when talking about these storms, how many times have you actually gone out and said, hey, if we just trim it up a little bit, do some pruning, you know, take a closer look at the roots, obviously the heart of the tree from the trunk on up. I think we can save this tree. Have you ever saved a tree?
Yeah, there's so many things that we can do out there, especially with our plant healthcare division, again, spearheaded by Troy Lampenfeld. But there are things of some maintenance that you can do on your trees throughout the season. You know, we can thin out the tree so the wind can pass through it now. There's not all that resistance with the big, heavy leaves. And if it produces anything throughout the canopy, we can also do a crown reduction where we can bring the tree maybe below the wind line and get it more protected, because every 10 feet of the tree, the wind can be 3 to 5 miles an hour higher. So there's are things that we can do to prepare you for our weather. We're in an area where there are storms almost year round now. So we can come out there and tell you what species of tree you have, what it can sustain as far as how much trimming we can do in any one, you know, session there, and get it prepared and do everything we can to put you in a position where these high winds and storms, you know, won't bring that tree down on your house.
All right. So listen, I did a little bit of homework, because I always do before he shows up, Carlos. We're going to talk about this as being related to storm questions. And I want to hear from you as well, too. So if you've got any trees you're concerned about with this crazy weather that we're going to probably have, that we have already, but it's going to get as it does this time of year, really scary at times heading into the latter part of August and the first of the fall. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. If you have a particular tree that you're curious about, maybe something you've noticed, or maybe you're dealing with an issue right now, this is the time to get your questions answered for free. He's right here. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. You can reach Carlos and Troy and company at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So we're going to come back. I'm going to talk about hazardous trees, weakened root systems. We're going to talk about young and vulnerable trees, something you need to be concerned about, and post-storm assessments. So we're going to get to all of that. But Carlos, let me just do a shameless plug for you, even though you didn't do anything for me, but I'm realizing now how hard your job is with your crew. So my house, very small, very community small, lots of shrubs being removed, lots of those extra trees that end up growing when seeds start flying through the air. So just cleaning up some stuff and some old little stumps of very tiny small trees, an old Japanese maple, an old maple, an old oak, very, very, very small, what's left over. So I'm thinking a couple of guys who are great at what they do, we're just going to get all the junk out of there and put mulch down, and these little stumps shouldn't be a problem. You don't realize the roots underneath these little stumps and how far they go under the garage and out to the street. And I'm standing there yesterday looking at all this stuff, thanking the guys for helping me. But I'm like, now I know why you need Greater Pitt Tree Service. It may look small on the surface, but it doesn't mean that it's small. Right, Carlos?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, and then also the equipment we come out there with to do a job like that. You know, a good stump grinder is $70,000-$80,000, and then you have a truck that tows it out there, and it may be a trailer. So you're probably showing up with at least $200,000 in equipment, you know, to do a small job like that. And then you got two or three guys that you've trained and hired and employ. So there's a lot involved. There's a lot of expense involved on even a small job like that. And those are sometimes people don't really understand, because we kind of come out and make it look easy and you don't really understand what's involved. But there's so much that goes into us getting to your property and performing that work.
And that's why they're the best at what they do. Just like a surgeon with that scalpel, they'll get it done and get you back on the right track. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So storm-related questions, tree-related questions, anything on your mind, don't miss out this opportunity. All lines are available. Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service with your Pratt Package. until 10 o'clock. The hour will go by quickly, so call now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you just want to call and get ready to get an appointment to leave your information, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. We'll be back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Services here. We'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. All right, so let's get to these storm-related questions I alluded to before the break. How do you really know if it's a hazardous tree? What are some of the signs that even somebody like me can say, hey, we got a problem here? Carlos.
First and foremost, when we come out to do an estimate or assessment, if I'm looking at a huge tree and it has potential to fall, which what goes up usually must come down, if it has potential to fall and hit your house or crush your house, we call them house crushers. I've seen over the last 32 years houses just flattened by these big trees. So, I mean, that's the first thing I'm looking at. Is there a tree that is in the proximity that can do damage to your property or your home? And then we kind of assess the health of the tree, the age of the tree, the, you know, just a visual, quick visual inspection can kind of get us started on that process of informing you on what to do or what not to do. So that's first and foremost. If you have a huge yard and your trees are out in an area that if, you know, a branch breaks or it falls, then sometimes we steer people away. Like, why spend all that money? You know, you're not... It's not going to do any damage if it falls out there in the tree line or out, you know, in the back portion of your yard. But your main investment and the main investment most people make in their lifetime is their home. So protect it. You've paid all this money and worked so hard to get this home and this beautiful property and hardscape it and driveways and sheds. And now you got this huge tree there, you know, that's causing potential hazard to all these things you've worked so hard with. And there's so many other options right now with trees and ornamental trees that you can start over with. A lot of times these trees, they just outgrow their coverage area where they become more threatening and more problematic than beneficial.
All right, so let's talk about weakened root system, something that the naked eye, and for an unprofessional such as myself when it comes to knowing what is good or bad when it comes to trees, how can this be an issue? And this is why you need Troy there throughout the year. But more importantly, after a severe storm, if you have a tree that looks like it's been on the ropes for a while, before that knockout punch has landed, you need to have somebody inspect the roots of that tree. So talk about why that's so vulnerable. Go ahead.
Yes, a contributing factor to that, especially on mature large trees, is over the years, everybody's put all this decorative and colored mulch around the base of the tree. And a lot of times these mature trees, it's not the best thing for it. You know, mulch is better served in areas where there's some ornamental landscaping or trees or shrubs that don't have a huge root system or require a lot of water from the rain. So, you know, over the years, you're piling this mulch around the tree, and it holds all that moisture to the base of the tree and the root system, and it can cause root rot. So like when we see a lot of trees that are blown over and they're laying on the ground and you see the root system, it's just so brittle and it can't hold that. It's a bad mathematical equation. It just can't hold that big, heavy tree down. So we look at the age of the tree and the condition and kind of talk to the homeowner. How long have you lived here? What have you done to the tree over the years? Have you been putting this mulch here for the last 20 years and holding all that moisture and potentially causing root rot? So it's kind of like almost a crime scene where we play detective. We go out and investigate the scene, and there's so much that goes into it. Troy, you know, went to college for this. He's been out in the field now for 3 or 4 years. He really understands what's going on in your property and can steer you in the right direction.
Well, the right direction is to make sure that you look towards the future. You want to make sure that the young and vulnerable trees that you just planted and spent money on, they don't get destroyed because of one of these trees coming down and collapsing on them. So it's about the preservation as far as the new stuff, the stuff that you've invested in. And if it means getting rid of one of those older trees that was there long before you showed up, it's something you got to look into with Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos.
Yes, again, there's just so much involved in it. We can come out and, you know, instruct you on maybe what to plant in an area. We can see which way the sun comes in and if there's any dominating canopies in the area that are going to prevent the growth of something that you're planting. There's just a lot involved in it. And we're not out there. You know, if you have a big, beautiful tree and it's healthy, we maybe do like a little maintenance pruning on it, very minimal cost-wise. You know, to keep that tree healthy, because they do serve a purpose on the property. They, you know, help with the heating and cooling bills throughout the year and provide shade and aesthetic value. And we're all about that. So we have applications where we can feed the tree, inject the tree, decompact the roots, the soil around the tree to get it aerated a little better so it can accept more of the rainwater coming down. So we're not out there to just come out and tell you, come out there and say, hey, cut this big tree down. It's not a money grab for us or anything. We kind of play devil's advocate. We come out, do the assessment, give you the options, and ultimately let you decide. You know, if the tree's in a declining condition and we recommend, you know, you take it down, but hey, my dad planted this tree 80 years ago, I want to ride it out, fine. That's okay. All we are doing is giving you the information for you, the homeowner, the owner of the tree, for you to ultimately make the decision.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. People just need to understand, when you make a recommendation, you're making a recommendation putting their family first, correct?
100%. I mean, we put ourselves in the position of the homeowner, and what I would do, you know, if this was my property or my tree or how close the tree is to my house. And I'm a little jaded and biased because I've seen so much damage and destruction from these large, older trees in the proximity of these homes. But, you know, again, ultimately, it's your decision. You know, it's going to be based on your preference and your budget and what you can afford. And that's where we step in with our financing through Dollar Bank. We have a great partnership with them. They're like us, Pittsburgh-born business. They offer a 0% interest debit card that they can load up to $30,000 on, depending on what you need around the house and with the tree work. And if you pay it off in 12 months, there's no interest. It's like, you know, me lending a friend money. Hey, don't worry about it. pay me back, you know, over the next year. And that's where Dollar Bank steps in. They usually give you same day or next day approval, and they facilitate a lot of these tree jobs and large removals because it can be 5, 10, 15. We did a tree in Oakmont, was $20,000. It was a massive oak tree, over a 100-year-old home, slate roof, beautiful property, and it took us, I think it took us 3 days. I might have underbid that one, but, you know, there's so much involved, but we're on your side. We should be Nationwide logo or one of those insurance companies, because we really are on your side. We're Pittsburghers like you, and we're out there to help you and get you through this process of trimming or removing the tree on your property.
All right, so let me ask you before we go to break. By the way, anybody wants to get in here with any storm-related or any general tree question, now's the time to call. All of our lines are available. Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Services here until 10 o'clock, 866-391-1020. He'll be back on August 17th, same time, same station, but call right now, 866-391-1020. Here's the other thing. You also go out there after a storm and you see a tree that's full of decay. You're like a dentist. Look, that tree's beyond repair. We got to yank it. We got to get it out of the ground. A lot of people don't understand and never really have seen decay. You just may think the tree's getting older, but there are some trees literally on their last leg. Is that not a fact?
Yes, we can assess the condition of the tree. We kind of grade trees good, fair, or poor. And that's based on a lot of things, a visual inspection, maybe sending a climber up in the tree to investigate, or bringing one of our aerial lifts over to see, get up there in the canopy or in a lot of the main crotches of the tree and see what's going on with that. And so we come out and just do what we can to position you, the homeowner, where you don't have that threat of the tree coming down. A lot of people say, well, man, that was a big storm, and if this tree made it through that storm, then obviously, you know, it's in good shape, or it looks a little bad, but maybe it's not that bad. You know, the problem with that is it's the right gust of wind that hits that tree in the sweet spot that brings it down. You know, it's dependent. The winds usually come west to east, but not always. Sometimes they come north to south or vice versa. So a tree might have been used to getting hit by the wind, you know, over the years in a certain pattern. Now this freak storm comes and hits it in a way it's not used to. And guess what? It's coming down. You know, the wind, high winds are usually going to win that battle.
Yeah, sooner or later it's going to come down. So why not take care of it before it ends up on your house or your car? Goodness gracious, God forbid, hurt somebody in your family or neighborhood. All right, here's their number, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733, 412-884-8733. Any questions for us down to our final two segments? Now's the time to call. It's 866-391-1020. Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Good morning.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Before and after those storms and hurricane season, the aftermath, we always get those soaking rains. And Dr. Wong just sent me a text earlier before I get to this call. People need to also realize because of all the rain we've had, too, that can cause issues. Right, Carlos?
Yes. I mean, the rain definitely has a factor on the health of the tree. And, you know, most times it's beneficial because these trees need water, obviously. But, you know, there's a lot of areas on your property that you might have runoff from the rains where the water collects, and that's where the tree sits. And the water can stay against the root system longer than it has to, again, causing potentially root rot. Or sometimes trees get too much water, especially if it's a smaller tree and can't soak all that water up. It can be a little bit, you know, detrimental to the tree. So you want to be aware of where the tree is on the property and what the rain is doing or not doing for the tree, for sure.
Sounds good. All right, here we go. Here is Ben in Uniontown with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, you know, you guys talked about how wind can be a factor and stuff like that. Quick story. My brother and I have some property up in the mountains here in Fayette, and my brother and I went and did some target shooting. And we used a couple trees to hang the targets, and there was a hillside in back for backstop and everything. But we probably put about a dozen rounds in each tree. And wintertime came and wintertime went, and I was hiking around up there in the springtime before it greened out, and both those trees had been toppled by the wind, and they broke right where we were hanging the targets for target shooting. I looked at the tree stumps and what was left, and in the splintering and everything like that, you could still pick out pieces of the bullet fragments and everything like that. So that just goes to show you any kind of damage on a tree, can really make a difference, and the wind becomes a real factor.
Yeah, Uniontown got pummeled with a couple storms in the last few years. We do a lot of work up there. Where the Uniontown Country Club is, it kind of forms like a valley, a wind chute, where the wind just comes through and topples those big trees. And so we've been up in Uniontown a lot over the last few years for those big storms that roll through that area, through that valley that Uniontown, the town, kind of sits in. And, I mean, as far as you shooting into the trees, of course that's going to have a negative effect on the trees. It's definitely not going to help them. So, you know, I think when you saw that, kind of shouldn't have been a huge surprise that it had that, you know, effect on the tree.
All right, thanks. I guess what he's trying to tell you shouldn't be using trees as a backstop for bullets. I can say it. Don't worry about it, Carlos. I got you. But yeah. But listen, but the average person doesn't really. I mean, they're in a woods full of trees. You know, they're not thinking about that stuff. But the idea is to let the trees live. But especially in that part of the world, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, we never really talked about that, but there is so much good that comes from trees, right?
I mean, look, if you drive out in that area or take a drive along the PA Turnpike and you just see the Allegheny Mountains and all the trees that litter these hillsides and roads, those are the trees that really perform a function out there as far as, you know, getting the oxygen, and it's just beautiful. It's a great thing to do, to take a drive out in the country and just observe, you know, the trees out there in their natural environment. And, you know, the trees we have in the yards, those are yard trees. They're planted and they have aesthetic value and maybe some, you know, value in shading your tree, your home, or cooling your home. So, you know, across the board, they're just, they're great to have on your property. They're great to see out in nature. And we're blessed with the area that we live in, because there's really just no shortage of it anywhere you go.
All right. By the way, phone number is 866-391-1020. We're just about done with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. So if you have any tree-related question, doesn't have to be storm-related, give us a call, 866-391-1020. You know, the one thing that we have to stress, you know, we're talking about the trees themselves, the roots, the branches, the trunk, all these different things that people focus on when they worry about trees because of storms. But you got to worry about things around you, like power lines and things of that nature. So let's talk about all the other things that surround a damaged tree, a leaning tree, or a major storm coming, and how it can affect the big picture, meaning not just your house, but those power lines by your house. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, we're in an area, there's very few, well, there's some of the newer areas, but most our utilities are overhead. You know, there's newer areas that have put them underground, but the majority of our area, I would say, have the power lines and the communication lines running somewhere near your home. There's a service line that provides the electricity to your home coming from a nearby source, the street where the telephone poles are. And when people planted trees, they were in a nice little bucket or a pouch, and they put it right under that area. And now it's just growing through the lines or near the lines, and maybe the power company's coming by and just hacking on your beautiful tree and making it not as aesthetically pleasing as you would like it, or removing the tree sometimes if it's too close to that uninsulated, energized lines that carry the electricity through the area. So, yeah, that's a whole nother topic for sure. And, you know, you want to maybe have it trimmed back. We do have our EHAP certification, which is Electrical Hazard Awareness Program, that we put our crew through. So legally and safely, we're able to work near those energized lines, because the power company owns 15 feet on either side of that uninsulated energized line. So they want to make sure they know who's in that area. And so, yeah, again, a lot involved with maintaining the electricity to your home and trimming these trees back before these big storms come.
So let me ask you the other thing. Uprooted trees, is that like now, make the call as of yesterday? If you see an uprooted tree, even if it's upright and it looks like it's not going to, you know, not like it's dying or there's decay, if your tree is uprooted and it's a massive tree and it's above your roof line, your chimney, your gutters, it's near your porch, near the front of your house, your car, your garage, should that be a call you make today?
Yeah, actually should have been a call you made yesterday, because if the root system looks bulbous or it's kind of detached, you know, from the ground where you can see where it's, you know, the root system is broken off, but the tree hasn't come down yet, I mean, it's coming. It's just a matter of time, and there's really nothing you can do at that point to prevent it. So if you're seeing that on your property, or maybe if you're unsure of what it is, if you can't assess it, then give us a call. We could come out and send Troy out there and really determine, you know, what happened to the tree, and let's make a plan to get it out of there before it ends up on your home.
All right, good stuff. Let's go right back to the phones. Anybody else, give us a call, 866-391-1020. It's Maureen. She joins us, and she's calling today from Greensburg. Go ahead, Maureen. Good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning. I have a question. I have had a tree cut down about 3 years ago, and they left the stump. And they left the stump because the power lines and the gas lines run on that side of the street. And now the stump is pulverizing, and I'm not sure what to do. I was thinking of covering over with a mound of dirt, and would that grow another tree, you know, and there's still like some big stump leaders from the tree stump going out into the yard, and I'm not sure if it's there from the neighbor's tree or if it's from left over from my tree.
All right, so you got a little bit going on out there, Maureen, and you know, a lot of times when we grind stumps, we don't excavate that area. We're grinding where there is something, where there is that wood or roots from the tree, and we're not deviating, you know, one way or another or going any deeper than we have to. So I've never hit a gas line or a water line grinding stumps from a property. If we're unsure and it lines up with where your gas meter is on your home and we know, or your water meter, we'll call 811 and come out, have them come out and flag that area. So, you know, just on based on what you said, as long as the access is good to your yard with our big stump grinder, I think it's something that we can handle, or at least we'll come out and look at it and see what our options are.
Well, it's like it's already started to pulverize. It's like, you know, the wood is pulverizing, and it's already down to like almost like to the ground level. And I was like with a rake trying to get that out. And I was just wondering if I covered it over. I was going to put like maybe flower area over top of it, and maybe
it's
put
possible.
A little garden there.
Yeah, it's possible. I'd have to look at it and see, you know, if the dirt is just going to get washed out over time. So a lot of these questions and what you're asking, it's kind of case by case. You know, I can comment a little bit, but until you get me, myself, or Troy out there to really steer you in the right direction, you know, we can just kind of give you a head start on it. But it's definitely something that seems that you want to address, and I just recommend giving us a call and getting us out there and see what we can do for you.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
All right. Thanks, Maureen.
All right, Maureen. Good stuff.
She's a Yinzer all the way out in Greensburg. I love it.
That's right.
I love the Yinzers.
That's the gateway to the West, Westmoreland County. All right, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. It is your Pratt Pack. We're coming back with more in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, one more segment with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. If you want to call us, do it right now, 866-391-1020. A couple of good calls here in the last segment. We'd like to hear from you before we get out of here. And you can also reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Let's just kind of step out of the storm-related stuff just to kind of let people know there are other things happening right now that they need to be concerned about. You know, summer, Carlos, peak season for pests and diseases. Regular inspect the trees for signs of discolored or yellow leaves, early leaf drop, damaged leaves, holes in the bark, increased insect activity. Early detection is crucial to prevent widespread damage. Look, you're going to come there, you'll clean up the problem, but if you can save a tree and enjoy that for a few more years than maybe you expected because it's one of your favorites and you just don't want to let it go and it really hasn't outgrown its usefulness, this is why you need Troy there. But maintenance has to continue even when trees are thriving during the summer months. And these are some things that you guys look for with your plant tree health care. Go ahead.
Yes, Troy, I mean, he comes out there and really does a full detailed inspection of the species of the tree, maybe what it has that's affecting it or could affect it, what applications we have to prevent that insect from getting to that species of tree, or there's so many there's airborne funguses that are attacking these trees. There's a thing attacking the hemlock trees. There's oak wilt disease that attacks the oak trees. We have the lantern flies in our area. That's a popular job for us the last few years, and they're back again. They're starting their adult, getting close to their adult phase where you're really going to see them if you have them on your property. So many things in Mother Nature that affect and kind of latch on to certain species of trees, and that's kind of the cycle of life and what nature does and puts out there. We had the emerald ash borer beetle 7 or 8 years ago, maybe closer to 10 actually, that just took out all the ash trees, and there was very little you could do that wasn't super expensive, and you had to do it regularly. So, you know, there's so much going on out there in nature that affects the trees on your property, and that's where we come in, where we can let you know what applications we have. Sometimes there's nothing we can do. There's a needle cast affecting the spruce trees that's airborne, and you might see your neighbor, if you have the blue spruce on your property and they're browned up and becoming brittle, there was nothing we could have did to prevent that or stave it off. That was just Mother Nature flexing her muscles and letting us know who's, you know, really in charge out there. So, and we're aware of all these instances that are affecting the species of trees on your property. So Troy can come out and let you know, this is good, this is what you should expect, this is what we can do, and then get you on the plant health care program and help you preserve the trees that you like and enjoy on your property.
Well, here's the other thing, and I can't even imagine, I remember when that whole emerald ash tree thing was going down, what that must have been like, just seeing these trees disappear forever. And I remember the same thing with these poplar trees that many people did back in the 60s to line their property. We went through a situation where my dad lost like 15 of them within a matter of a couple of months. And for the most part, you don't see them being used anymore. So a lot of the things that you deal with really are a matter of life and death as far as whether or not these trees will live on for generations. And you never know, like the spotted lanternfly, the stink bug, all these things we've been dealing with in recent years, the Japanese beetle, which was an issue a few years ago. People need to stay on top of this stuff because you never know what's going to be being brought in on a shipping container that can change the course of your landscape, and especially those trees, let's face it, you invest money in, right?
Yes, that's a good point. That's how the emerald ash borer beetle got here. It came on a shipping crate. I think the story was something got sent into Michigan from Japan, and it was on the pallets or in the wood, and that was it. It just kind of like the Japanese knotweed, too, you see around our area. It just spreads, and there's not much you can do to it. You can manage it, or you have to just address it by removing the tree, which you did with the emerald ash borer beetle. It's just Mother Nature. She, you know, puts things out there, and for a reason maybe we're not aware of, to thin the herd or just, I don't know what the rhyme or reason is, but we know what's going on with these species on your property. We do the research. We go out there and let you know what we can do or what we can't do. And we steer you in the right direction. We want you as a client, not a customer. We want you on board, you know, for future work. We want your family's work. We want your neighbor's work. So we're really invested in this industry and in the communities where we really want to get out there and be visual out there and stay out there and keep us working out there and investing in the communities and the businesses around the areas.
All right, last thing, and this would be a Troy, but I'm going to ask you because you're the pro as well. Mm-hmm. What about soil health? A lot of people overlook it because soil is just dirt to the human eye, to most of us. But why is soil health so important?
That's almost the first thing that Troy looks for when he comes out there and he can do a lot of tests. We take a sample of the soil and we send it out to Penn State and kind of determine what's going on in your property and what's going on with the soil and what species of trees or plants or shrubbery you have on your property and what we can do to fertilize it and keep these things on your property healthy. So that's where the trees grow. That's where all plants grow. They start in the soil. They can't grow or thrive without it. So soil and water are the main things that are going to affect and keep these trees healthy or in a declining state on your property. So very important that Troy gets out there and does a soil sample, and then we can go from there on our recommendation. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor and you give blood. Everything starts from there.
All right, last thing, just to give people, you always have that first-time listener. Tell them about Carlos, who grew up in Pittsburgh and is the man behind Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is just such a great platform to be on, KDKA, and I go out there in the field or out in public and people see me or hear my voice, and I mean, KDKA is the best, and as a guy who grew up in Pittsburgh, I've always had a Pittsburgh mailing address. I love Pittsburgh. I still get, you know, drive up to Mount Washington and just sit there and look at our city and look at our landscape and the view from up there. And I can't get enough of Pittsburgh. I love the people. I love the businesses. We're out working in your neighborhood. I'm going to buy my crew lunch from your local pizza shop or local deli, or I'm always looking for a new place to get the guys lunch from. And it's great. Every day I just love it. I love waking up. I love the challenge that these big trees present on your property as far as how we're going to remove them and what equipment. And we're bringing trains and tracked aerial lifts and 10, 12 guys out there. It's such a challenge, and that's kind of what I thrive on and how I was raised, that we were very competitive growing up in Greenfield, you know, playing sports and just the way we were raised. It's just that I've carried that into the business world, and I just can't be happier with everything right now in the business and being a part of KDKA.
You're the best. We appreciate you, Carlos. Couple of weeks. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy your summer, okay?
Thanks, Rob. You too.
All right, there he goes. Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-8733. Back on August 17th, and I'm coming back very soon with the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Ray Fittipaldo will kick it off after local news at 11 from Steelers training camp. But Accurate Solutions is up after Rob Taylor checks the news. Good morning.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.